The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Jesus Christ came to redeem me from that pain and that brokenness. He took my abuse, He took my shame, He took my guilt, He took my pain, and He died on a cross for all of that. And here's the kicker, He rose again from the dead so that I can have resurrection life.
Christine Kane and Lisa Simmons encourage you to move past your past and walk in true freedom.
I just felt so unlovable. It wasn't possible for anyone to love me.
Next on Life Today.
Joining us, wherever you're watching from. God bless you. Thank you. I'm Betty, and this is James.
Yeah, and it's been a joy to have Christine Kane here with us this week. You're going to hear her over the next several weeks and some of the things that she's been sharing in an incredible teaching, Moving Past Your Past, Turning Your Trials into Triumphs. We all have trials. We have oftentimes serious tragedies, and yet we don't have to get stuck there. Certainly don't have to be buried by it, but so many people get there. One of the things that I see about Christine, now she's come from Australia, and it wasn't like she left. They didn't run her off. I mean, she actually was a breath of fresh air all over Australia. And really, the thing about the Australian people is you really love us. I mean, here in America, we got plenty of, issues that need to be addressed. And many of you are discerning enough to know that those issues are serious, and you really pray for us. But there's an admiration and appreciation factor, too, that you really do have for us. And it relates to a real understanding of freedom and the incredible blessing and benefit of it. And you don't want us to lose it because you feel like it'll hurt the world. And so you've really prayed for us. But I think you also sent Christine to us. You may not have known you sent her. She didn't leave. She actually was sent by God. But the thing about Christine that's so wonderful to watch here is not only has she just blessing the multitudes, but she's blessing leaders. When our leading Bible teachers, preachers, and pastors recognize her as a woman sent from God to us with a word from God to all of us, not just to women, but all of us, it's very, very important. And she's a treasure. Would you just say thank you, Christine Kane, for coming to America, and thank you for being here on Life Today?
Thank you.
Well, she came here to Life Outreach and Life Today studio to teach this series for you in a very, intimate way, which Beth Moore, for instance, she has the 10,000 and 15,000, so does Christine. But Beth said, I want to do what I do right at close. And that's what she's been doing. Christine wanted to do the same thing. So that you could take it with us, a home Bible study, whether it's you, whether it's your church group, or it's your whole church, there'd be that intimacy. So she came and taught this series here. It's available along with the two books that she's written that are just incredible high-impact bestsellers, Undaunted and Can I Have Him Do It All, Please? And God answers yes, but that's with understanding. And so it's available to you. And we're going to tell you how you can get this incredible teaching that will not only impact you, you'll want to share it. Well, we have also someone who was impacted by it from England. And you're going to hear two very unique accents. You're going to know that Texans do not speak good English. You already knew it. If you didn't, now you would. And for us, we have to have some divine intervention to understand good English somehow. But Lisa Simmons is here, who really made a mess of things. Her life was really negatively impacted, and then she negatively tried to straighten it out in all the wrong ways. Would you welcome, please, Lisa and Christine to Life Today? Glad to have both of you here. Christine, we've heard a little bit of your story. You were, abandoned and, felt unwanted. Here is a lady from England who really had a bad deal.
Yeah.
And continued from the bad deals to create bad deals. You agree with that?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, first of all, it's amazing to be here. It's only by the grace of God that I'm still breathing.
it's just, he's been awesome in my life. My story began as a baby. I was abandoned, 3 days old in a hospital. And then I grew up being passed around family members. And there was just this amazing, overwhelming sense of abandonment and rejection. And then at 13, I was in a children's home. And it was like an assessment centre. And it just seemed that all the kids there had labels. We all had labels: abandoned, rejected, broken, faulty. And I was just so, so unhappy. I ran away and lost all hope, tried to kill myself. Then Jesus intervened in a really powerful way. But I was unable really to follow him at that time. I just felt so unlovable. It wasn't possible for anyone to love me. So I continued down this road, became involved in drugs and alcohol and just really desperate. I had my own experience of being trafficked domestically in London by a gang. And then I continued in prostitution for a while. It got darker and darker and darker. Basically, I was in a hospital. I was hospitalised with clinical depression. Came out, ended up in prison, still taking drugs. Then I switched to alcohol, continued with that. After coming out of prison, I found myself penniless, just didn't really know, didn't have any idea of how I was going to survive or go about things. So I, it was almost like the enemy came in at that time and just flung open all the wrong doors for me. And I found myself in a situation very quickly where I was making a lot of money through running brothels. First of all, I kind of received my own training by working in them myself. And then I began to run them myself. I made a stupid amount of money, but paid a massive price in my soul. It was so, so dark. I can't really use a few sentences to describe that. It was it's the darkness that... it was like I came into such a deep level of agreement with the enemy that he just had access to my life.
Okay, here you are making money. You've been running brothels.
Yeah.
I mean, like I told the people earlier, you're a mess. You made a mess.
Big, big mess.
Now, and
a
so
big
you
mess.
Really didn't know it was a mess. Or now you're making money. What happened?
Well, it got to the point where, you know, I had the lifestyle. Like you said, I had luxury holidays. I lived in a smart part of London in a smart house. And for all intents and purposes, I'd made it by the world standards. They don't really care where you get the money from. Quite often, it's just the status. But inside, I was in torment. I couldn't live, but I couldn't die. Because I knew now, having met Jesus, where that would lead. But I couldn't live. My mind was a mess. It was chaotic in my life. So it was quite simple. I just fell down on my knees and in my bedroom just alone and I said, Jesus, I need you more than I need all of this stuff. But I can't get out. I'm trapped. Help me. And he did. Within about 2 weeks, everything around me collapsed. All the sources of...
Nice job, yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. And all my associates were like, oh, you know, you're going to really walk away from this? We're making so much money. And I'm like, yeah. Because to me, it was an emergency exit. That's what I saw. And I just ran for it. And they were like, well, why? And I was like, because of Jesus. And they were like, she's completely lost it. This girl's lost it. But I hadn't. I'd found it. So I was out and that was it. And then basically I had a certain amount of money and I was asking the Lord what I should do with that money and what he, you know, after I'd sort of come out of everything. And what he'd called me for is a question I was asking. And he said that he'd called me to go back and help victims of trafficking. And I was like, no way, because I was so wounded from it all and just had so much pain and just yuck that I just wanted to get as far away from that as possible. But he said that's what he was calling me to, and he told me to donate some money to a ministry that was helping victims of trafficking. I didn't know any, so I spoke to a leader in my church, and she knew someone from Chris's charity, and made a donation anonymously. That was about 18 months ago. And
to Christine's work.
To the A21.
Yeah.
And then
I have an unusual donor base.
Yes.
It's a lot like Jesus Motley Crue. It really is.
That's right.
So, Christine had my testimony because a member of staff asked for it, and it was sent again anonymously by email. And through that, she contacted me and asked me to come out here and speak on the program. And it's just what Jesus has done in my life.
Listen to what she was sharing here this week.
Yeah.
How was it?
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. I mean, for me, the amount of guilt and shame and condemnation, it was like the devil, although I was, like you say, delivered, but not living free, because the enemy just had my past over my head. And it was about not being there, just standing up, changing your posture and walking through that gate. That just spoke to me massively. It's just been awesome, really awesome.
Are you thrilled and you proud of what God's doing?
Oh, come on. Yeah, absolutely. It would be just like God, you know. Really what happens when there's deep woundedness in your past, you're going to go one of two ways, really. It's going to play out somehow if you don't surrender it all to Jesus. And I think, you know, hurting people hurt people. And that's just kind of what happens. If you don't get the hurt dealt with from your past, then you're going to end up repeating the cycle and the pattern, which is why I love Jesus, because he works from the inside out, not the outside in, because obviously so he can make us whole. And I think, you know, I said to Lisa that we've got to always remember that what we have done does not change who God is. Mm. And so God is a God of grace. God is a God of love. God is a God of mercy, of forgiveness, redemption, wholeness, healing. And so the enemy would love us to think we have committed that unforgivable sin, that the blood of Jesus is not enough to wipe clean and give us a brand new start. And I think when we were talking in the teaching about the gate, and that sometimes you'll get stuck there and guilt and condemnation will scream at you, you've got to remember that Jesus died for that and took that upon himself. And so we are free, and shame can lift off us because of the blood of Jesus, and guilt and condemnation. And at some point, you've got to stand up and then say, you know, I'm going to walk. This gate will no longer be that prison door that's going to hold me back into my past, but it's going to become the doorway. And Jesus says he's the gate. He's going to become the doorway into the future. And just like God, that he would take and weave together the fabric of any broken past. And I was abandoned, no name, abused, and now God, who rescued me, is using me to rescue others. And we partner together, obviously, with Life Outreach and do so much work around the world together to rescue the victims of human trafficking. And then, you know, it would be just like God to say, I'm going to take together. And is everything that you did good? No. Is everything that happened to you good? No. But God is able to work all those things together for good because we love him and are called according to his purpose. And I felt when I was listening to this story, I think of my story, I think of your story. I feel like Joseph, when he said to his brothers in Genesis, you know, you meant this for evil against me, but God, he meant it for this very purpose, that we would see, you know, many people saved alive. And that's what I see with your life. It's awesome.
You know, you the sweet little church lady over here that came out of the choir to get saved. And, you know, so sweet. I used to ask you, ever had a bad thought? How about me giving you one? You know, I mean, just bad I could be sometimes as a bad kid when I was dating her. But she's, but when you hear this, Betty, and of course, you have so fallen in love with Jesus as a church girl, church lady, and he's so real to you that you are my greatest source of inspiration. Mm. What do you think about this?
Well, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking, all of this is your testimony, his testimony, mine. They are different in many ways. Mm. I mean, I was the little religious girl. You know, sometimes those are the hardest walls to break down.
Totally.
They really are. But to me, it's testimony of the awesomeness of God. There's not one situation he can't help you with or bring you through. There's not one tragedy you can go through that he doesn't have the answer for.
There you go.
It's his awesomeness and his love.
Totally.
Well, you know, when you listen to Moving Past Your Past, because you know exactly what's here, because you heard every bit of it, to our viewers, you think they're going to find some help if they listen to what Christine pours her heart out to share?
Totally. Definitely. I mean, if you can really get a hold of what's being said in that book, you will move past your past. It is difficult. It is so difficult to carry all that pain and everything. But like Christine said, you know, the amount to which we're willing to embrace the healing process and the pain, you know, there's going to be pain in the healing process, but we need to embrace that. We need to go forward. And if you can't run, limp at first, crawl, do whatever you do, you need to do. But, you know, just go for it.
Well, I think that's the whole power of it. You don't have to stop hurting to start walking.
Right,
that's right. And I think a lot of times we're thinking all the hurt's going to go before I go. But I remember my physical therapist said, Christine, the pain of the injury, I mean, the pain of your recovery will be greater than the pain of the injury. The injury happened like that. Mm-hmm. The recovery is going to be a process. So if you're willing to embrace it, then I think there is that process. I think when we expect just an instant overnight result from God, we get disappointed, so we get stuck. Rather than going, you know what, there's a process. It took a lot of years to mess a life up. And so, you know what, it's going to take a bit of a process to see that.
And we can miss, if we get instant, we can miss some of the most valuable things God wants to
teach us. I think you're so right, because through that resistance, the trial, the tribulation, is where the strengthening comes, and we begin to be conformed and transformed to the image of Jesus.
The thing is, as human beings, we want it nice and easy, and especially when we come to Jesus, we think he's going to sometimes, like, just take it all away. But the thing is, we just have to embrace it, you know, with the pain, with the yuck, and just let him meet us where we are in that and just walk through it with him, because it might not be pretty, it might not be easy, it probably won't be, but he will be with us every step of the way. So
I'm not sure we can microwave Christians when he talked about the fiery trial that really purifies the silver and refines it. And if you know anything at all, even on an elementary level of a refining process, if you take silver as an example, when you heat it, the impurities come to the surface, and when you skim them off and remove them in that heating, fiery process, if you will look down into the silver, you see the perfect reflection of the one who's working the process out, which is exactly what we are to do. We are to be so refined in the refiner's fire, which is not fun. You know, a lot of people want to be baptized in the Spirit, and we don't seem to understand that he said he came to baptize us with fire. And that fire is a process that is a refining process, and it's really, really important. Another thing that I've come to understand, which, Christine, I think a lot of what we're seeing happen with the uniqueness of women having a high impact and leaders coming together, is the iron sharpening the iron. Now, look at this. If you just look, if many of you have never sharpened a knife, you've never used a honing mechanism, but you can't sharpen steel with chalk. As a matter of fact, it takes an equal or even more coarse or more dense, a stronger substance to do it. That's why the finest tool are diamond cutters and diamond honing process. But if you take iron to sharpen iron, it comes together like this. Yeah. Now, look at this. And there is a friction involved. It can never come like this. This is how most church leaders meet.
Powerful.
And both are dulled. Or they just avoid one another and nobody's sharp.
Right.
You come together with common purpose to sharpen one another.
Beautiful.
And you've been around us long enough to know how we mingle with all the different leadership parts of strength.
Yes.
We don't go for chalk to get sharpened. We'll go with strong leaders from all different groups and hone it. And that's what I think needs to happen. Yeah. So the whole process is one of friction and growing, but we need to be willing to go through it. And I honestly believe that this is precisely what Christine's doing when he says, when she's saying here, moving past your past, when she offers us this incredible teaching, when she wrote the book Undaunted. All of these things that God put on her heart to take around the world, she has come basically and condensed a real overview of the, I'd say, the deep defining insights that are so transforming to share with all of us. And we'll tell you in a moment how you can get it. You want to say thanks to Christine, and you want to say thanks to Lisa for sharing. We love you both. We're proud of both of you.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful work in process and in progress, positive progress. And for all of you, I want you to get Moving Past Your Past. It's available on CD and DVD. There are basically four major teachings to help you. You'll see all those listed in just a moment. You can get it on CD or DVD. You have the audio or the video. And I would encourage you to get both. And also know that we are making available to you, and these are incredible books that Christine has written, Can I Have and Do It All, Please? Now, you really need to understand what that means. Well, there's a right way. And the answer is yes, if you'll understand the right way from the right one and how you might do that. And undaunted, unstoppable, when it looked like everything was literally against Christine. Here's what you really need to understand. The enemy really doesn't hate you as much as you might think sometimes. He hates God's purpose in your life. He hates God's will for you. He hates God's best for you. It's God and God's purpose that Lucifer, Satan, is opposed to. So he's after you to keep you from fulfilling your divine destiny. Undaunted. Now, here's what I think you need to understand. I want you to get this teaching series. Plead's not the right word. I'm encouraging you to get it because it'll help you. We don't sell product. What we ask you to do is help someone else. Betty, we ask all of our viewers to put God's arms of love around somebody broken and hurting. And we've never encouraged or taught our viewers to give to get. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to give to give.
Beautiful.
You're not giving because you're manipulated about what's in it for me. You're thinking, you know what? They need love, unconditional love. I'm not going to love somebody in need because I think they're going to help me. God says he's looking for channels through which to flow the river of his life. Beautiful. Yielded, open, free channels are continually receiving and releasing. We want you to help us feed some hungry children. Would you do that? Twice a year, we ask you to help us feed hundreds of thousands of children. $30, $50, $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Would you consider helping us do that? And any gift you make to help us, help them. We'll gladly send you the audio teaching, literally moving past your past, and also the book that I mentioned, Can I Have Him Do It All, Please? Yes. The answer is yes. Yeah. If you would make a gift of $100 to help us feed 10 children, or perhaps you'd like to help us feed even more, then ask for audio and video. We'll send it to you in both books. It'll include Undaunted. Would you go to the phone right now and very prayerfully say, I want to give. I know I'm going to receive the teaching to help me. And I appreciate that because that's spiritual food we're offering you. But you say, I'm going to help somebody. Would you do that? Please do. Use your bank card like a check or you can go online and say, I'm going to help you do that. Please do. Send the wonderful teaching that Christine has shared in the anointing of God because I believe it'll help me in my spiritual journey. And we'll gladly send it to you.